go to a hotel that night. I didn't know if our things were going to be on the front yard. I didn't know if my mom would be going to the hospital that night. Or I didn't know if we were going to get to go to sleep that night. I had no idea what was going to happen. I just knew our house came alive at 2 o'clock every night. And I went to school that the next day, every day, with my head held low. No friends. You can't have friends when you have that kind of household. And my head low and full of shame, full of guilt, full of shame, full of embarrassment, because I knew that you knew what had happened at my house last night. Sometime, I was probably, I'm not sure, I was third, fourth, fifth grade, I'm not sure. My mom finally found this thing called Al-Anon. And I knew a few things about Al-Anon. One was that they had butterflies. And way back then, they used to give butterflies as their little pendant. And so there was a lot of butterflies in my house, a lot. Towels, pots, pans, sheets, couch pillows, everything was butterflies in our house. And I will assure you, there's not one butterfly in my house right now. Zero. None. The other thing is, she was on the phone all the time, and I would hear her having these conversations, and she would say, "Sugar, it's just Saturday. We're just going to do Saturday. We're just going to get through Saturday." And I thought, God, those women are really dumb. They don't even know what day it is. What kind of thing has she gotten into? But the other thing that I know that happened was my mom was able to leave that very violent home. My mom was not educated. She had no skills, and she took a minimum wage job with two little kids. She got us out of that nightmare. And my mom moved us out into the country, and we moved into a one-bedroom shack. And it was horrific. There was one bedroom and the laundry room, where my brother and I slept on bunk beds in the laundry room, and the ceiling was coming down in the bedroom, my mom's room, and the floor was going down in the bathroom. We had to put a board across there, and it was a rat-infested, roach-infested shack. And I was embarrassed. I was ashamed. I had a girlfriend that came over one day, and a rat ran across her foot, and she said, "I'll never, ever come to this house again." And so one more time, I went to school, and I was ashamed, and I was embarrassed. And my little brother and I would walk down the street and get on the bus so nobody would see where we lived. I was so embarrassed. So that's the kind of person that Jay said, "Hey, you want to go hang out?" And I said, "You betcha." Now, Jay had long blonde hair. He had big, thick black boots. And he had the chain that went from the wallet to his belt buckle. So when he walked, he jingled. And he had really loud boots, and he drove a green GTO with big wide tires in the back. And so when Jay said, "You want to go hang out?" I said, "You betcha." And when Jay picked me up, I jumped in that car, and there were two brown paper sacks in that car, one for me, one for him. And his had a six-pack of Bud, and mine had a bottle of Boone's Farm Strawberry Hill. Yes. And that's the kind of girl that took her first drink. That I remembered. I'd been around alcohol my whole life, and I know I'd sipped on beers, but this was the first time that the effect of alcohol, the effect produced by alcohol, changed my life that night. That night, I was not ashamed. I wasn't guilty. I was in the moment. It gave me the right here and right now. I was in the room. My life absolutely changed. My perception of life changed. Lots of things changed that night. It was fun, and it was a good night, and I knew that whatever was in that bottle, I was going to have, and I knew that I was going down the same path as my dad, and my mom and I went down that same path. We went to war, because I found the one thing that made it all okay on the inside. What you don't understand is that the solution is this. When I don't have this is when I am uncomfortable in my skin. When I don't have this is when that spring inside gets tighter and tighter and tighter. So don't try and take my right away to drink. That's what makes me go. And you all know that when you have that first drink. So my mom and I went to war, and I started sneaking out and running away. And eventually, when I was